Today is Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm Megan Lynch. We've got a follow-up on the Westlake landfill this morning, the Superfund site where radioactive waste was dumped in the 70s and has stressed homeowners out ever since, is getting new EPA attention. Region 7 Administrator Jim Macy says in a video release that the agency is moving forward with remediation plans.
Well, we've worked really hard to be a part of the community and to listen to the community and hear your voice looking forward to getting this problem solved.
Excavation of the radioactive material set to begin in 2027, about 2 years ahead of the original schedule. The EPA expects the full cleanup to be finished by 2038. The state-controlled board that oversees the St. Louis Police Department announced another multi-million dollar spending proposal. This time raises for top brass in the department and civilian employees. Mayor Kara Spencer, who is still pushing back over the board increasing the police budget by tens of millions of dollars, calls the plan for raises irresponsible. The proposal would cost about $2.3 million. Spencer points out the city's charter requires any pay raise for police also to be offered to the fire department employees of similar rank, and that will magnify the cost. An early morning shooting brought homicide detectives to downtown St. Louis. It took place at Howard and 13th earlier this morning. A male victim who's not been identified publicly was transported to the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. Our news partners at Fox 2 report he is in critical but unstable condition. It's a breaking story, and we'll keep you updated as new information is released. A St. Louis City SWAT officer injured after being pinned against a building.
St. Louis City Police spokesman Mitch McCoy says they initially tried to pull a woman over for driving erratically in a construction zone when she then attempted to strike an SLMPD vehicle with her car, produced a hammer, and drove away. She stopped a few blocks later at South Grand and Russell in Compton Heights, where the SWAT team arrived as she began covering up the windows of the car she was in. McCoy says then a second time she attempted, this time successfully striking one of their officers.
Put the vehicle in reverse and had backed up into the building at one point, and the passenger side door is completely it's almost ripped off, but it's going in the opposite direction that it should be going in.
McCoy says the officer's injuries are not considered life-threatening. The woman surrendered shortly thereafter. In Compton Heights, Shaw Malone, KMOX News.
The challenge to Missouri's income tax phase-out is headed to a higher court. Opponents wasted no time appealing Monday's ruling that kept the measure on the August ballot, filing with the Missouri Court of Appeals the same day. They argued the proposal crams multiple constitutional changes into one question and that voters are being given misleading ballot language. The clock is ticking because the vote is set for August 4th. The appeals court must reach a final decision by June 9th. Governor Kehoe's case for eliminating the income tax is an economic matter of survival. He tells our sister station KFTK, without an income tax, we're growing. Missouri keeps losing residents, and he argues the state can't afford to stand still.
We have to be in a state that's competitive, where our economy can grow and our population grows. It's just like business. If you're not growing, you're dying, and Missouri is not growing right now.
Relief on gas and school supplies included in this year's Illinois budget. Lawmakers passed the nearly $56 billion spending plan early Monday morning. Capital News Illinois lead budget reporter Ben Selinsky says it contained a new tax relief.
This was kind of a surprise to see included. The state did this a couple years ago when inflation was also high. So here we are back with a period of high inflation again, and no sales tax on school supplies under $125.
That tax relief will run a little over a week in August from the 7th to the 16th. Illinoisans will also see some relief at the pump with a freeze on the 1.3 cent gas increase that was set for July being pushed back to January.
It's not a huge, giant tax relief. It'll probably save, you know, an average of 10 cents each time somebody fills up at the gas station.
Missouri abortion laws now in the spotlight as a major court case begins this week.
A trial scheduled today in Kansas City will determine which abortion regulations remain in place under Missouri's voter-approved Reproductive Rights Amendment. The case stems from a lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood and the ACLU of Missouri challenging existing restrictions. The outcome will decide how state laws align with the amendment going forward. Matt Pilger, Missouri Net.
Mayor Kara Spencer raised the pride flag over St. Louis City Hall yesterday, though the ceremony itself was moved inside due to rain.
There are others who want inclusive spaces that celebrate each individual and are committed to creating spaces that do that. We will not back down and we will not waver.
St. Louis County ceremony planned for the plaza behind the headquarters building was moved to this afternoon because of the weather. A drive-through Dutch Brothers coffee shop coming to Crestwood. The shop will take up half of the old Red Lobster building at 9838 Watson Road. It closed 3 years ago. It'll mark the fifth Dutch Brothers coffee shop that has come to the St. Louis region since early last year.